Hey friends, welcome back to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today is a part two slash follow-up episode from episode 193 with Bree Campos, where we talked all about body grief. So if you haven't already, I definitely recommend going back to listen to that episode. Today, we're going to talk about understanding your body image story.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
This is actually an exercise that I take clients through, and it can be super powerful. So I wanted to share it with you today. Now, I cannot take credit for this exercise. I actually learned about it from Marcy Evans, who is a certified eating disorder registered dietitian. And I believe the original source is actually adapted from the book Embody by Connie Selbzak. So we'll be sure to link both of those in the show notes as well. So sit back, relax, or better yet, grab a blank sheet of paper and journal about this as you listen. I encourage you to listen to this episode when you're feeling somewhat relaxed, as it could be potentially triggering to talk about body image or even to really deeply reflect on it. Let's start by imagining a tree. Think about the roots of a tree, deeply connected and stuck into the earth of the ground. Let's imagine that these roots are the primary messages that you were given about your body. What did you learn was acceptable or unacceptable about your body? What messages did you get about your size, about your shape? For many of my clients, they can often think back to a very specific moment, usually in their childhood. Another fifth grade girl making a comment about my clothes, or a parent saying, "You can't wear that jumper because of your size." What was the overall general messages that you received? What was considered good or desirable? And what was considered not ideal or not acceptable? Maybe you remember conversations at home or with other family members or about other family members. What was the primary message, if any, in your house? Okay, now after the roots, we have the trunk, right? Let's start to explore your current relationship to your body. What messages do you currently get from the outside world and the people around you? Do you get certain messages at home, at work, maybe on social media, in your friend groups? How do you speak about your body to yourself? The things you say when you're getting dressed in the morning or you step out of the shower. How do you speak about your body in front of other people? Do you apologize for the way things fit? Do you compliment areas of your body in front of people? What is some of the language that you use? What do you believe about your size and shape? Do you have certain beliefs around your health in relation to your size or your shape? Do you have beliefs about what others think about your size and shape? How do these beliefs, your beliefs specifically, influence the way that you speak to yourself? How do they influence the way you take care of yourself? Now, what would a tree be without some leaves or branches, right? So think of these leaves and branches, right? Where this tree is growing. Imagine it's beautiful. It's starting to be spring outside. Things are blooming and growing leaves. So think of this as a way for your relationship with your body to grow. What would a peaceful relationship look like? How could this relationship grow? How would the other areas of your life look if you had this peaceful relationship with your body? Would you talk to yourself differently? Would you talk about your body around others differently? Would you take care of your body any differently? We all have a body and we all have a story, which means we all have a body story. Positive, negative, neutral. You and I, all of us, we have all had lived experiences in our bodies that have contributed to where we are today. I want you to know that your story matters, and your history and your previous experiences around your body don't have to be the end of the story. The tree is not dead. It's not stuck with the trunk. You can write the next chapter if you want. It is likely that growth and moving towards body image healing may involve grief, as we discussed on that last episode. And it's going to come with its own set of challenges, but I can guarantee you that it will also involve freedom in a way you never dreamed possible. Thank you so much for your time and your courage to sit with me today, to take just 5 minutes for yourself to explore your body story. If you want to continue the conversation, join our private Fit Friends community full of fierce females just like you on the path to body respect and acceptance. The link is in the show notes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe, leave us a review. It's like our tip jar, you know? All right, friends, talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.